Okay, how you guys doing?
Tired.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys know that fingerprints of koala bears are virtually indistinguishable from those of human beings?
No.
So, like, if you had a koala bear commit a crime?
Like, what kind of a crime?
What? I'm so confused.
You could confuse the detectives.
Is a koala bear a pedophile, dude? Like, what's happening?
No, serious. Like, they would mistake the koala bear's fingers for humans.
But then they would never
Wait,
find...
that's not real.
No, it's real.
But they would never find
human
to attribute to it, right? Because they're different just like ours?
Right. So if you can train your koala...
Oh, man, I'm training my koala.
To rip off some shit.
We're going to rob some banks.
That's not a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Where'd you find it?
Eucalyptus, be kidding me. I don't know. That didn't work.
That didn't work at all.
I swear to God.
Jamaican me crazy. That didn't work either.
Did you also know that in Finland, they banned Donald Duck cartoons?
Why?
Because he doesn't wear pants.
He's just not finished getting dressed. What?
Oh!
Wow! Yeah, that's fantastic. Anyways, take us in.
Damn. Cloud. All right, you are listening to Tiny Table 3, where three nerds gather around a tiny table and tell each other really shitty jokes, I guess. Our first segment is Naked Wrestling, where we wrestle naked. We're talking about dragons and who's your favorite and who's your least favorite dragon in any of the nerdverse or literature or other stuffs. Weekly wrap up. This week, we are talking about the Ghostbusters song. Independence Day and Game of Thrones. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Sad it's if gone. There's something strange on TV, who are you going to call? Shitty directors.
Wow.
And on to Stacks.
Oh, is it me already?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you can do your thing. Even
okay.
You didn't do
right?
your thing.
Yeah, I forgot we're going to do it like that. Never mind.
This idea.
You fucked it up.
I did. I totally screwed
you
up.
You blew it.
Hi, everybody. This is Small Stack. I can be found at Small Stack, which is my Twitter handle. I am your storytelling nerd, and I am covering the Right Game, which I'm not doing this evening because we had too many fun things to talk about. And you can also find me on Instagram at @SmallStack_TT3.
He pauses and I can't
And
tell.
You can also read my writing at TinyTable3.com. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm Milo. You can find me at Milo's Guitar on Twitter, and I've made my Instagram not private anymore. So,
good job.
I'm at NightTrain465. So you can see a bunch of stuff that really you're not interested in, and but it's music related generally. So you might be interested in. I do nerd mixtape, and today I will talk about Led Zeppelin's 6-day trial of all litigation. That is amazing.
I'm Cloud. You can find me at geek_is_in on pretty much the main socials that I use. And I am your mediocre advice from a decent human being, decent human being. This time around, we're having a fun little time talking about something that I enjoy doing, escape rooms, and just giving you a little bit of fun weekend advice. And then after that, we wrap up with some F words where we curse at you for 5 minutes straight. I don't think we do that. That's not what we do.
No. No, we don't do that.
But we should do that
next
time.
Oh, by the way, I did research today. That's another thing that I tend to do.
Thanks. You can find all of us at Tiny Table 3 on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on all the things. Just Google it. SoundCloud, iTunes. That's probably how you're listening to us now.
Hear this.
Give us a follow and tell us what you want to hear. We want to have more conversations with you guys. Other than that, we should maybe start this shit.
I got one for you. I got one more for you. The 1997 Jack Nicholson film, as good as it gets, when it came out in China, it was known as Mr. Cat Poop.
No. What?
I swear to God.
Rod Burgundy, you eat the cat poop.
I don't want it.
If I eat the cat poop, gonna have a steak.
Anyways, let's do this.
Mr. Cat Poop.
Mr. Cat Poop.
That's awesome.
That's your new name.
That's the name of the band.
Do-do-do. Welcome to Tiny Table 3.
What's that all about?
It's our new intro.
No. That's not the new intro.
Never.
That doesn't sound like a very good intro.
It'll be famous now.
What's going on today? What's happening? Who are you guys?
Oh, I didn't. Shit. That's the one thing I didn't research.
What? Shit.
What?
Welcome to Tiny Table 3, everybody.
We're here.
Yay. Ooh. And we're going to wrestle naked right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're jumping into the wrestle.
Yeah, naked wrestling. Let's do this.
Usually how this works, yeah. Man.
No, sometimes
it's the first part.
We spend an hour talking about our junk.
What? I don't have junk.
Everyone has junk. I mean, there's stuff in my garage, stuff in my room.
You got to take out the clutter, man.
I don't know what junk you guys are talking about, you sick perverts.
All right. Junk dragons.
Here we have dragons. Okay, so naked wrestling. How have we not done this already?
I don't know. Because we spent too much talking about how many robots and aliens we want to have sex with.
That's good.
I mean, those are really important conversations.
And what kind of underwear the superheroes we want to have sex with wearing.
Dude, that was seriously one of my most favorite conversations ever. And I told somebody about it today because they asked me what we talk about on our podcast. And I was like, I don't know. We talked about like what people got in their like underoos.
In their parts.
And they were like, what the fuck? That's awesome. They're like, that's a really good idea. I'm like, in what world is that useful and a good idea? But thanks.
Yeah. I mean, what we have, we normally have, for you new listeners, we have five acts, right?
Yes.
We do naked wrestling, which is our nerd argument. We do weekly wrap up. We do the right game. We do nerd mixtape and we do advice.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
And sometimes we get lazy and we do about four of those.
But they still take the same amount of time, which is weird.
Yeah.
There's never shorter episodes. Maybe because we just spent an hour talking about how long our episodes are.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe we should just get on with it.
Okay, so dragons! We're talking about the best and worst dragons in the nerd universe. And who doesn't love a dragon?
I love dragons. I love
dragons.
Yeah, I love dragons. They're the best.
Yeah, I would roll around.
Naked with a dragon?
That would hurt. They're scaly, man.
Not if you get the furry dragons. Like Falcor.
You know, okay. Falcor was one of my first complaints.
Well, then.
Okay,
let's start with that one.
I'm throwing out my worst. You know what? Falcor, I have mixed feelings about. Neverending Story is a great, great film. It is wonderful.
But
Falcor is the stupidest looking dragon ever.
Nah,
he kind of looks like my dog.
He doesn't even look like a cool dog. He looks like a stuffed dog.
Hey, don't hate on my dog.
No,
he is just like a little fluffy.
Yeah, he looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah, he is kind of crappy looking.
He's really crappy. I remember like thinking he's gonna fly on a dragon, you know, a luck dragon. How cool could a luck dragon be? He didn't look that cool.
Yes, he wasn't that
You're
lucky.
Like me.
No,
he wasn't that lucky in the looks department.
No.
I think Falcor is fine, but is that your worst dragon?
Well, it's either that or Mushu.
What?
It sounds kind of racist.
Well, that's why I don't like him, because he's racist.
Nah, not if it's voiced by Eddie Murphy.
But how is he racist,
he's called
dude?
Mushu. He's a sauce. They couldn't come up with something more that's traditionally true. Chinese.
But he's a black man voicing an Asian dragon. I think that's culturally like...
Bok choy?
Pot Snicker the dragon.
Hey, you should call him sashimi, so it's not even the same Asian culture.
Yeah.
Well, see, that would have been bad.
That would have been really bad.
You know, I think you're incorrect, because I don't think Disney's ever been racist in any way.
Never. Okay. Never. Not sexist either.
Nope.
I mean, just look at Frozen.
Just watch Song of the South. It's not racist at all.
No.
It's not been banned from anything.
Uh-uh.
Super racist.
Falcor in Mushu. Pretty bad. Pretty bad dragons.
Okay.
All right. What are your favorites then?
I like the D&D dragons a lot. I like Tiamat. Tiamat's like a classic D&D dragon, evil dragon. But yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and steal Smaug now.
I mean, yeah.
Smaug?
It's hard not to. It's Smaug. It's not.
It's Smaug.
It is Smaug. I don't know. It's hard to beat Smaug. It really is.
It's easy to beat him. You just have to hit him in the chest.
Yeah, but in the right spot.
It was pretty easy in the book.
Yeah, it was.
The guy was like, I'm dead.
So I didn't really have too many dragons that I hated, actually. That was kind of, I think that was harder. The ones that I really like, there's a dragon in Spirited Away. I don't know. I forgot its name.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know that movie.
Nuku or something like that. It's an amazing film.
Taking your nerd card from you.
But I totally spaced on the name and I can't pull it up right now because my phone's not letting me. It keeps doing the... but yeah, the dragon from Spirited Away is really cool. The dragon from Dragonheart is always one that I will always bring up.
My favorite dragon.
Sean Connery the dragon.
Yes, I love him.
Really? I gotta think of a new
love him.
Now I gotta think of a new
And you know which other dragon I really love? And again, like, I actually couldn't find his name. Do you remember that blue dragon that serves tea?
Oh, from freaking Disney. It's a Disney movie, too.
It's a Disney short, like, kind of like a Disney short story.
It's not Pete's dragon.
It's not Pete.
Oh, I hate Pete's dragon, too.
I hate, you know what? Yes, Pete's dragon can go, like, you stole my fuck other one. Off. You don't like Pete's dragon either?
I don't like it. I think it's dumb.
It's so stupid. I hate Pete's dragon.
Like he's invisible.
No.
He's a
no, there's a blue dragon. He kind of looks like he has dog ears. And he's super, and it's a man, but he's super flamboyant and sweet. And he likes, like, serves tea to, like, Arthur, who's going to grow up to be King Arthur in this Disney short. Oh.
I think I've seen that.
And he only likes to, like, blow, like, smoke because he's not a mean dragon. He's super sweet. And he, like, even has these, like, really, like, feminine mannerisms with his hands because he's got, like, people hands. Like, they're, yeah, like, he's awesome,
it's,
right?
It's funny. He does upside down cake.
He does upside down cake.
It's weird.
It's amazing.
I wonder what his name is. Okay. It sounds kind of familiar.
Let me see your phone. I can't bring it up because I have something queued for another.
So it's a Disney short, though, that he did.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those where they used to put, like, two cartoons on videotape.
It's not like, so it's like Disney, the homophobic dragon?
No, but he's not. He's totally gay. Like, he must be, or just flamboyant. He's kind of like, you know who he's kind of like? Remember in Wayne's World that, he was a famous guy, but he was in Wayne's World. He had a cameo, the guy who, like, throws the confetti.
Oh, that's Rip Taylor.
Yes. He's kind of like him.
Rip Taylor-y. Okay.
Like, he kind of has that, but he's got a little bit, like, softer side. He's awesome. Like, I love this dragon. He's so sweet. But I'm pretty sure it is Arthur, though, isn't it? Because Arthur's supposed to go in and kill the dragon. And so then they fake that he kills him, and then he always just comes and he hangs out with him in his, like, cave or in, like, the, you know, open area.
Okay, it's the Reluctant Dragon.
The Reluctant Dragon. Oh, that's why he doesn't have a name, I don't think.
No, that's an actual book. Disney made a short of that, huh? That's an actual book.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's an awesome
book, by the way, if you haven't read The Reluctant Dragon.
Really?
Yeah, it's not King Arthur, though. It was a boy that...
maybe it's not King Arthur, and I just remember it that way. But he's supposed to slay the dragon.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then he doesn't want to, and he finds out that the dragon is really sweet.
Yeah.
So Disney, like, did it, and yeah, he makes upside down cake, and he just, like, flips the cake upside down. It's so cute. I love it. Anyway, he's my favorite.
Yeah, it just looks like it's called The Reluctant Dragon.
Yeah, but... yeah. There's a book. There's an actual book that it's based on. That's a wonderful book.
Is it a children's book?
Yeah, Yep.
I'm going to have to buy that for, like, people's children, like, moving forward as a gift.
I'm going to have to put the Reluctant Dragon on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I think he has a name, though. But
bam, guys, I won this segment. Milo, what you got? What you got?
I got the best dragon of all time. Charizard.
Charizard's a dick,
what?
Man.
Who's Charizard?
Pokemon?
I'm not a Pokemon fan.
I'm staring blankly because
get out.
You can't hear it.
Charmander is really sweet, but Charizard's
a
dick.
I just haven't played a lot. I mean, I've...
You don't need to play to know what Charizard is.
Charizard. Yeah, well, it's just from the first...
I knew immediately what he looked like. Because you see him. I mean, it's the dragon from Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's the third iteration of Charmander.
Yes, it's the third evolution of
Charmander. Yeah. Evolution. He's a dick, dude. Why do you like him? He's an asshole. Because he's like a straight up the meanest Pokemon.
If you had his holographic first edition, that was a really expensive card.
I think I have it.
Yeah, those are worth a lot.
Are they worth anything still?
Jeff sold like one that wasn't in that great of condition for like $70.
I think mine's in a plastic case.
Oh, there you go. You might have a lot of money. I mean, that's probably the coolest dragon.
Good, I got some debt. I'm going to go find my Pokemon cards. Dragon, I have tons of them. Anybody need Pokemon cards, hit me up.
The worst dragon... I don't know now, because he stole like all of mine.
Mushu.
Not Mushu. There's worse dragons than Mushu. I don't know. I'm on the spot, and you guys stole my ideas. I don't know. A dead dragon? That'd be the worst dragon?
Oh, no. Oh, I got another favorite, though.
What?
Yeah, forget Smaug. Mine's better. I think I brought up this movie before, but it's the movie Dragon Slayer from like 1981.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it
though.
Is that the Tom Cruise one?
No, that's the one where Tim Curry's the devil. That's Legend.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's a terrible movie too. People love it. Dragon Slayer was like this low budget Disney. It's like the first Disney PG movie ever, and it has a really cool looking dragon in it. Yeah, it's got like the classic, like the protagonist is this like guy with like a total perm, like a blonde perm. Totally nice. like 81, yeah. And there's a wizard and there's a girl that's pretending to be a boy.
Always a good character.
Because her
and you
father's
don't like
trying
Mushu?
To hide her because they sacrifice virgins to keep the dragon from...
Nice.
So just and have then... someone have sex with her.
You know which dragon we didn't cover?
Who?
What?
Toothless.
I do love Toothless.
Toothless is a great dragon.
But yeah, I don't know about great though, because he's too damn cute.
He's adorable.
He kicks ass, but he's too damn cute.
But I mean, he's vicious. And he's a cool dragon.
Yeah, he does kick butt. Yeah, those are really great. That's just a great dragon movie.
It is a great dragon movie. Yeah. The first one, the second one really falls short, in my opinion.
I liked the second one.
I did too. I liked it a lot.
I didn't think the second one had near the pacing of the first one.
Didn't have enough Gerard Butler and a weird like Viking character.
Yeah, it didn't hold up for me. The first one though, I loved the first one. So when the first one came out, Milo used to be even more depressing than he is now. And when that movie came out, I could have sworn to you that Milo was Hiccup. Hiccup, right? That was his name.
Yeah, Hiccup. Yeah.
Milo, like I was like, somebody has been like bugging you and has like got your every mannerism and put it into a character. It was him to a T. So if you go back and watch the movie,
I can see that
How to Train Your Dragon, watch Hiccup and you will know Milo about however long that movie came out. What was that, like almost 10 years ago or something? It's pretty old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been on a while.
Yeah, like for that sure. Was Milo, like as a young teen.
Yeah.
Oh, I got another one. Maleficent when she's a dragon. That's a pretty cool dragon.
Oh, that is a cool dragon.
Yeah,
but she doesn't last long.
My buddy Rich mentioned that one today. She gets a shout out.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't have any worse dragons.
That's a good. I wouldn't have guessed Maleficent, but yeah, she's only a dragon for like such a short period of time. But
she's
cool.
A dragon.
But
yeah.
It is a
still
cool
dragon.
One.
No, I agree.
Picks,
you know,
going back to
D&D.
Yeah,
I play a half dragonborn character, and I really like those.
Yeah, dragonborn is a great race.
Like the class. Yeah, the race class. Yep, for race, sure. Race is a really really fun.
And reason
class
why,
to play with.
Yeah, and reason why I brought up Time Up because race. The fifth edition brought her back. They have like a full campaign.
I haven't really gotten to play within their modules. Like, we play kind of our own story, so I don't really know their dragons, but I do get to play mine. Her name's Nanak, and she's super freaking tough and badass and awesome. She's 6'5 and like 200 pounds of muscle, but I roll so bad that she's like a freaking baby son.
Sounds
that's
like
my story on her. She's the worst dragon I know.
Did you have a bad dragon?
I don't. You guys took Pete's Dragon is the one I don't like.
I hate Pete's Dragon.
Everyone should hate Pete's Dragon.
I don't know, man. Him. What I mean, what else is there? What dragon is not cool, though?
Mushu.
You really hate Mushu.
You know, I don't. Yeah, I kind of hate Mushu. Eddie Murphy has no business in that movie, man.
Eddie Murphy doesn't have business in any movie.
Dude, no, he, Donkey, like he's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He's especially
Donkey
the first
the
one.
Shit.
Oh, that's probably my least favorite dragon, actually.
Donkey?
Oh, the girl.
The girl dragon?
It
was dumb and after the first movie.
And they're babies. Fuck those dragons. Yeah, they're scary. Fuck those dragons.
Donkey dragon, like...
Yeah, it's that's terrible. Creepy, man. Terrible. Creepy.
All right. That's the worst dragon.
Okay, so round the table real quick. My best and worst, I'm going with, because I'm old, 1981 Dragon Slayer dragon, and... Mushu. Shocker.
I'm going to stick with Pete the Dragon. I still hate him a lot. And the Reluctant Dragon as my favorite.
That's a good choice. It's a really good choice.
I'm going to stick with Charizard for all the Pokemon people out there. Or Blue Eyes White Dragon for all those Yu-Gi-Oh people out there.
Look at you.
And then I'm going to say Donkey's wife, because after the second movie, I don't understand what the hell happened. All of a sudden she had lipstick. It was weird.
Oh, yeah. Like, huh.
And then she had eyeshadow and stuff.
It's funny in the first movie, but
she's kind of running for
it. But the baby donkeys are not
running,
needed.
Second running for the worst is a Mushu, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. You know what, guys? I think you guys are racist because you don't like Mushu.
Pot sticker.
Pot sticker the dragon.
I like his names.
All right. Well, let us know what dragons you like. Let us know what dragons you like. If we missed any, remind us of the Spirit Away dragon's name. I can't remember it. Awesome dragon, though. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
let's move on to weekly wrap-up.
Weekly wrap-up. Okay, before we get to the thing that we really want to talk about, really, really quickly, the Ghostbusters...
Fuck you.
...song. Yeah. The remix.
I was kind of on board for the movie.
Me
like a little
too.
Bit. Like a little bit. Like
the editing had gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe, just maybe. And then they went, let's jizz on the song. And
I wanted to be on board enough to like enjoy, like try to just enjoy seeing the film. But yeah, that no, dude, it didn't fucking like jizz on it. It took a big Russian shit.
Russian shit.
I don't know what's that Russian like shit fetish.
What
big Russian shit?
I don't know of any shit fetishes. So
the fetish
next
where you
week
shit
on Naked
on
Wrestling.
That's just a fetish, I guess.
But
I,
it has a name. It has a name.
I don't think it's Russian.
It's called the big Russian.
It's called the Comrade.
All right, it has a name, dude.
I don't know, dude. When I get shit on, I'll let you know what they tell me what the name is. I don't know.
Okay, we're talking about the remix of the Ghostbusters.
It's not a remix.
It's a remake.
Remix would have been.
It's a remake.
I've heard when they mash Thunderstruck and Ghostbusters together, that's a remix.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy made a new version of the Ghostbusters theme, and it's awful.
How long could you guys listen to it? Did you guys listen to it? Because I actually didn't get very far in before I was like, fuck you.
Made it to the Missy Elliott breakdown.
Oh, I didn't listen to the Missy. I couldn't do it.
It's terrible. Missy Elliott is talented in this. It's bad. It's
I
bad.
Couldn't. I couldn't get
well,
to her.
I forwarded it. I forwarded it because I couldn't. I was getting physically angry.
Yes, me too. I was getting physically ill.
And, you know, I was like, did Fall Out Boy, like, start playing it on a Bluetooth speaker and stick it up their ass and say that sounds cool, and like that's what came out
pretty,
you know?
Much
I mean, it's they like haven't shitty. Been good for a really long time. No,
Fall Out Boy's never been good, but
no,
at
their
least...
first album had like something that was like interesting.
Yeah, I guess if you're 15.
Tiny Table 3 Challenge, everyone listen to the new Ghostbusters mix and tell
let us
how
know how
long
far
you last.
That's awesome.
I'm pushing about 17 seconds. Let's see if anybody can get farther than that.
I listened for as long as I think just for them to start talking, and then I turned it off. I couldn't do it.
Dude, it's bad.
I heard
it's
the
so
like
bad.
Jungle, like the and I was like, what the fuck? And then all
and
of a sudden
I mean,
it was like,
on.
There's something changed. And I'm all like,
yep,
oh
I turned it
God.
Up. That's when I turned it off. Dude, like, honestly,
I almost killed someone.
What a fucking perfect song that song is. Like,
yeah, it's an era. It's an era.
You really have to make an effort to fuck that song up. And they just fucked it up. And then they like turned it around and fucked it in the mouth. Agreed. Like,
God.
I don't, wow. Dude.
And then took a big Russian shit on it.
All of those things happened.
Oh,
it was
God.
Terrible.
I don't
Wait,
know about
ooh,
all that.
Did you guys know? Like, okay, I'm moving on because I have nothing.
Yeah,
but
we
know
we can. We can keep
say.
Going. Now let's get out of this.
Did you guys hear about the Slender Man case?
I know what the original one is.
Yeah, the kids?
With the kids, yeah, that it's still going on now because they're trying to figure out how to like try them. I hadn't heard about it when it happened.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember it. It's scary.
What the fuck? These kids killed somebody or attempted to kill somebody for a fucking meme that isn't real?
But they were they're just kind of crazy, you know? I mean,
well, she is schizophrenic, I believe, but still.
That was a total sidebar.
Watch your children, man. I know. It was just because I was at the gym and I was walking and it happened.
Yeah, that happened like 6 years ago, I think.
She's on the news right now.
No, I don't
know.
They already said she was insane, like clinically insane.
Yeah, I guess they're still like working on how to like really try her or something.
She's going to need
help. Anyways,
moving on. Speaking of killing somebody, Independence Day.
Kill the franchise.
Resurgence. That was called
terrible. I don't care what it's called. It's called Independence Day Russian shit. That's what it's Operation Russian.
That's
shit.
The keyword of the day. Every time we say Russian shit, you have to take a drink.
Russian shit.
A vodka.
It's terrible. Independence Day spoiler alert. It's shitty.
Is it trying to like be the same thing?
No. And that's the worst part. Like, you think Independence Day number one, it ends with fucking Randy Quaid going, "Hello, boys, I'm back." And that's like the extent of how great that movie gets. Also, Bill Pullman has the most badass speech of all time. I think we can all agree
on that.
Call
me un-American for saying I didn't like that movie.
Dude.
I think that was Milo.
That speech at the end? I think that was Kill La Quinta.
No.
I know she likes the original one.
I don't like it. She does like it. I don't.
Stacks
I like
likes the original. To suck the fun out of anything in life. So.
I thought you were going to say he likes to suck balls. I was like, dude.
But just for the record, I don't care for the first film. I know a lot of people enjoy it, but I
well, the first I one, think, the nice thing about the first
but
one
but did you see the second one?
You
haven't seen it?
No, I wouldn't go near that.
See, the nice thing about the first one is it's like, okay, it's an alien movie. A lot of things blow up.
It's
nothing really exciting. It's got Will Smith. He goes, "Welcome to Earth." And then he punches an alien. Like, that's it. That's the extent. It's really dumb.
And there's a dog that outruns every explosion.
The second one, they were like...
That leaping dog with the explosion scene.
That leaping dog.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's stupid, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun.
The new one, it's like, okay, we're going to add a lot of CG graphics, which, by the way, I don't know what it is lately with movies, but they've been phoning that shit in. Because it's, like, getting worse, I think.
I think they're just trying too hard. No, actually, no. What was the movie that we just watched that I told you I could... Oh, the X-Men Apocalypse, and I couldn't get over the Play-Doh bowing. Yeah, no, never mind. They're not trying too hard. They're just fucking...
Well, did the movie have a plot? Like,
yeah, so basically they were like... You know how in the last one they discovered they were like a hive mind that goes from planet to planet? Yep. So basically they got defeated the first time, so they're coming back with more force.
Okay.
But now they had the alien technology so they could fight back a little bit or whatever.
Okay.
Which would be okay because they would.
The first half.
You would continue to study
it. The first half is actually kind of cool because they're like, oh, they invade and they're like kind of fighting. And it's kind of like a war movie, you know, where they're fighting back and forth. And then there's this like sphere that comes out of nowhere and they shoot it out of the sky for some reason, even though they're all like, it doesn't look like the other aliens, but they shoot it out of the sky. And
we're
then
Americans, that one
scientist that you think is dead in the first movie, all of a sudden was just in a coma. And then there's a weird subplot of him being gay with this other guy, which wasn't a problem, but I didn't catch on till the end. Anyways, it's really weird. I feel like it was pandering to a community. Anyways, so they bring up this fear.
Jesus.
Well, I feel like it was pandering.
Just be accepting, man.
No, it was pandering, dude. It wasn't even like, they didn't put a lot of thought
into
it. It
wasn't well put
in. No, there was no thought, and they just put it in, like, at the end.
It's kind of like when you have, like, the random, like, kiss at the end, and you're like, what the fuck did we do that for?
Yeah,
like Jurassic World.
So, oh, yeah, totally Jurassic World.
So, if they had established it earlier, I would have been, like, fine. But they just kind of threw it in when one of them dies, spoiler alert. And it's kind of like, okay, so you throw it in there? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. You're supposed to say spoiler alert before you do stuff, by the way.
So, spoiler if you don't want to hear the rest of this shitty movie. So, anyways, there's
a sphere.
Dude,
there's so many spoilers in this one.
Does Will Smith die in it?
He's not in it at all.
Aww.
That should give you your first.
I'm definitely not going
to
see it.
First off, they write him off by saying he died in a test flight, and I'm like, wow, way to shit on his legacy of this
movie. Seriously. And then he survived all this shit, but that test flight, man.
And then, so basically what they do is the sphere comes out, and it's an AI who has a refugee planet for where all the other people go when they get attacked by the main aliens. So it has like a refugee planet. It was coming to Earth to like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. So it comes to Earth to evacuate people, but
topical.
Then it was, but it's like it's coming to evacuate people, then it's all like, you guys are so primitive, and then I'm like, but we're the only fucking race who's been able to defeat these guys
it's
once.
It's an allegory for the Syrian crisis.
Dude, don't give it. And then there's a queen and she's like 100 feet tall, and then they kill the queen, and then he's all like, dude, you guys need to see all the plans that are in this AI cube. And you go like, we could go to their planet and kick some serious alien ass. And it ends that way. And you're all like, what the fuck just happened? I would have accepted if, like, out of one of the spaceships, Randy Quaid walked out because he was cloned and he went and flew straight up into the new one.
That would have been great.
That would have been so much better. But they kill Bill Pullman, too, in a weird way. Like, he goes, happy 4th of July, and then he blows himself up around the queen. But then the queen has a shield generator, so she doesn't even get hurt. So they just killed him for no reason.
God, they could have at least given him something.
And then the actors are so...
By the way, you're spoiling every point of this movie.
The actors are so bad. Terrible.
All right.
And Vivica A. Fox dies in the beginning, too.
Nice.
And they keep...
We don't even need to watch the film.
So...
Thank you for saving
Goldblum's dad in the first movie. Remember, he's the Jewish rabbi guy that's like, have faith, David, blah, blah, blah. So he's in the movie in a random unneeded subplot where he picks up kids along the road because they're orphaned kids. So he picks them up in a bus, and then he drives through the fucking salt flats where they're having a battle with the queen. And I'm like, why is the dad in this movie? It makes no sense. He's just driving a bus full of children through a war zone, by the way. And everyone on the war zone's all like, get out of the way. And it becomes like a comedy with the stupid bus. And I'm all like, there's a fucking alien queen shooting at you and the comedy bus with kids.
I mean, the funny part is that the kids die, right?
No, everyone lives.
That would have been a better movie.
It's terrible.
Anyway,
it's so frustrating.
Yeah, okay, so don't listen to the new Ghostbusters song and don't go see Independence Day Resurgence.
No.
Great, but what you should see...
Oh my God! Game of Thrones!
This is all spoilers. Game of Thrones. Just, if you haven't seen it, just stop right
please,
now.
Please, everybody, if you have not watched the last two episodes of Game of Thrones, we are going to spoil everything.
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 Everyone
Season
dies.
Season finale...
Everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
Holy
shit. The first 15 minutes
is
like...
I mean, we haven't talked about it since the... Well, let's go back just one... Because I thought the episode...
Bastard
before
battle?
Battle of the Bastards was going to be... I thought that was like, wow. That was the best Game of Thrones episode ever. And then the finale was just going to be a setup for the next season. Nope.
You know what?
Oh, so good.
Everybody, like, I heard a lot of good things about Battle of the Bastards. Like, so, like, it was, because I usually watch it a little bit later. I actually got to see this one on time. Usually I watch it about a day or two later, maybe even a weekend later. And I had heard so much good stuff about Battle of the Bastards that when I watched it, I liked it, but I don't think that I was as in love with it.
Really?
As
people like overwhelm it for you, like overdo it?
Yeah. Unfortunately. It was still a great episode. Like, I enjoyed it, but I was like, man, I kind of walked in going like, what's going to happen? And so see, here's what happened. Because that happened, I expected Jon Snow to do something really impressive, which he didn't.
I thought
getting him out of that pit where he's getting trampled was pretty impressive.
Oh, and he just kicks ass in that battle. He's just like...
He does kick ass in that battle, but he walks straight into the trap.
Yeah, because he's all like, Leroy
Jenkins! Totally, but...
but when he goes after Ramsay, that's for Jeff, by the way, Ramsay, he just like...
Michael Bolton.
When he's just walking at him with the shield, you know, and he's hitting him with the arrows.
That was awesome. And come on, man, stop hurting my heart with the gentle giants.
He wasn't gentle, dude. He ripped people apart.
Punch that horse right in the noggin, man.
But he was like the Iron Giant. And Iron Giant has the line, Superman. His was Snow.
Oh, God, and that's classic Game of Thrones when he had Ramsay shoot him in the eye with the arrow. I'm like, come on. You know, he's sitting there and you're like, and Snow looks at him like, oh, poor giant. And then thump,
the only thing missing was Hodor. Yeah. Hold the door.
Oh, my God. To me, that was still the best episode. To me, that was still the best episode of just bringing so much storyline back. But man, these last two.
I'm just
glad
that they resolved all the fucking subplots in this last.
You know what?
They cleaned it up a lot. Like, yeah, getting.
Oh
Danny,
yeah, they like cleaned everything up. I feel.
Yeah, getting Danny back to Marine and unifying her with
everyone.
With everyone, yeah, with Tyrion and I thought the dragons over the ship thing was just
that was a great.
Yeah, they spent some money doing that.
They did.
That looked freaking great when they're sort of floating
really
there
good.
And just unleashing on the ships. That was just wonderful.
Also, I have to say that end was even more perfect because as those dragons are flying out, I half expected them to do one of those things where the body goes and then you go to black. And I was like, don't you do it. Don't you do it. It's so cheap. And they didn't. Like, they let them fly through. Right? I was like, don't fucking do that to me. Like, that's so dumb. But when they actually just had him fly straight over, I was like, thank you. What a perfect scene.
Yeah, but I really thought that we weren't going to get much for the finale.
Because there was a lot in that.
But that first 15 minutes of the finale, how that whole, all the direction in that with the music, how understated it was, and each shot was so, it was perfect. It was the best 15 minutes.
Just
Cersei
seeing,
just taking down everybody.
And Cersei, she was already, you know what's so interesting? She was like ready to take over because she's getting full on, like, in the coolest outfit they've put out anybody.
Everybody's talking about. But I thought Dany's outfit was pretty damn awesome looking, too. But
it was
Cersei
all right.
Was
but,
the
man, they
sheep.
Really don't know how to dress. They don't know how to dress Daenerys.
I think that the king jumping out the window was pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. That
I didn't
that
see that
was
coming.
Fucking awesome.
But I have to say, though, like, I called it a little bit before it really started to go down. Because when she was looking out that window down in the palace, everything started to click in my head.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
I'm like, yeah, the whole, you know, the fire. Because they had sort of dropped, you know, that it was there again, you know, in the last few episodes. And I was like, and then it just clicked. I went, no way.
Well,
when the mountain just like pushes the kid back, the king, I went, oh, okay.
Yeah. I loved Marjorie. Like, I feel like Marjorie had a plan for herself brother.
Oh, no. She was strategic. She was...
And she wasn't a terrible person. She just really wanted to be queen. But other than that, like, I didn't find her character particularly terrible. And for her to have warned everybody to get out was her downfall. She could have... They probably could have somehow at least... You know, she was going to die regardless. But the fact that she warned everybody, like, was what trapped them all in there.
I'm so glad the Sparrow's dead, though, that guy.
Oh, God, I freaking hate that guy. And those assassin children?
Oh, my God. Yeah, were those creepy?
I knew the wildfire?
Yeah, it was under the city.
I knew it was under the city because when they were stabbing the old man, the room was empty.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. So I called it a little bit before it happened.
The thing that was my favorite was
I hate that old guy too.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, I really wanted the Sparrow to get it, and that was a great way to do it.
I hated that. Oh. I hated him and the female. Oh man, shame.
Oh, the nun?
Shame.
Oh, that was so good.
Shame. I was like, fucking Cersei's back. Like, she just hasn't been powerful lately because she can't be. But then she just all of a sudden took it all back. And I was like, this is the character that I like.
Well, they made such a big deal about, like, her, you know, the one thing that she loved so much was her kids. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, but she really wanted to be where she wanted to sit on that throne.
Yeah, but not at this price.
No,
it was her only humanity.
I think she's really going to lose it now.
I think
what happened is she was already kind of broken and realized that her son was abandoning her because he was like kind of
like,
oh yeah,
she
didn't care at that point.
Yeah,
she like that. Her children were her only piece that made that her character human.
Yeah,
and that was left gone. I loved you guys. I don't know if you guys had the same moment, but when you see the son get up and start walking out, and they stay on the window.
Yeah,
I was like, I was like,
I didn't see it. I didn't see it coming at all.
Oh,
I was like,
I
saw him take off the crown, step away. I wasn't even thinking about it. Then when he came back in the view, I'm like, oh, no.
He was like, I'm sorry. He was a terrible king.
Oh,
like,
awful.
You cannot be that weak minded. So
our
I thought it was
kids sucked at it.
Yeah, but at least the other one, at least he had
Joffrey.
He
the
sucked.
Dick.
No, fucking Joffrey's the worst, but this one as a king, I'm saying, like, he could never rule anybody. Mm-hmm. And
no, he's just
I really loved that he was so weak-minded that is the... Not to be an asshole about suicides or anything, but that is that it was a very good tragedy as far as a storyline goes.
It made sense.
It made
a
lot
made
of sense.
Plot-wise, yeah.
I thought that was That was probably actually like one of my favorite scenes. Yeah. That.
Oh my god! Nya, 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 nya. I made you eat your parents.
That was what ran through my head in that crazy section.
Well, she's back.
Did nobody else have that like moment of hearing Cartman when Arya did that? No. I was like, the second it happened, I'm like, she Cartmaned him. She full-on Cartmaned him.
I thought that was great. That was a great way to get that final revenge that she'd waited so long to get.
Yep.
And that she is a full-blown killer. She's not sweet little Arya. She just smiled at that.
She smiled. Yeah. She was happy.
Yeah. And she's got her
list. She's a murderer.
There's a lot of that smiling. I mean, Sansa smiling after Ramsay gets
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton gets his face eaten off by his dog. That was satisfying too.
Does anybody else think it wasn't as satisfying as it could have been?
I couldn't think of a better way of doing it, other than maybe they stretch it out over like a whole episode.
I would have
slowly being eaten.
I would have stretched it out, and I would have cut his junk off first.
Well, the dog's gonna eat his junk.
Well, that's not her thing.
He tortured her. Like, Sansa is the most tortured character.
I don't trust her.
She's been tortured.
She's susceptible to deception still.
People would, and her situation would have like a freaking mental breakdown. Are you kidding me? Like everything she's been through, she is probably the most fucked up character at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
But I like her. Like, I like that she's become a lot tougher.
Also, Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was the big, that's been speculated for a while.
He's a Stark Targaryen.
But he is. Yep, that's exactly right. Yep.
That reveal made me go like, damn, dude. Like, Ned Stark kept that from his wife to protect that baby.
Yeah.
He was an honorable man.
But like, a relationship that he actually cared about and loved and didn't do anything wrong for.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That to me, I was like, when you really think about those characters as like, potential like people in a setting, I was like, dang.
Which means that he could fly a dragon,
claim the throne,
and be resistant to fire, same stuff, and claim the throne.
Well, he can also like not die.
Yeah, that too.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good powers, that
I
guy
think so. Yep.
Well, he can be reborn in flame.
Yeah,
but he wasn't in fuego.
Yeah, he was. His hair was hanging in the fire.
Is that how it happened?
And it went tingly, tingly.
Me.
Tickled his balls.
He was just like, ooh. Fire.
I don't know. Melisandre touched him.
Why don't you try having fire tickle your balls?
You'd come back to life
balls.
If Melisandre tried to touch you.
Hell no, not with her old balls.
Just keep the necklace on, you're good.
Now, do we assume that it's going to be John and Danny at the end?
Yep.
Well, I think
fire and ice.
I think we'd like that to happen.
Yeah.
Unless fire and ice just means dragons, White Walkers.
I think Jaime's going to kill Cersei.
I think Jaime's going to kill Cersei.
Yeah. Or vice versa, whatever. Because
I think Jaime's going to get forced into it.
I think so too.
I think Brianna Tarth is going to kill Jaime.
That's the other one. That's certainly a possibility too.
Yeah.
She's going to go, but I love you.
Or she will kill Cersei in defense of Jaime.
Oh, maybe, but
but what about the Hound?
Oh God, I forgot he's
gonna kill Gregor. Gregor Clegane.
Wow, I completely forgot about it. They brought him back and then they dropped that line for next year. Okay, so two more seasons, you think?
Two more seasons. I think this next season's gonna level the playing field of characters.
Unite
and
the
then
seven
the
kingdoms.
Last the last one is going to be White Walker.
Yep.
Hell
yeah, I can't wait.
Oh yeah, the fight from the living and the dead. Yeah, totally.
That one White Walker king is gonna bust out his double blade lightsaber,
I think. But I was just talking with a friend today, like the Lannisters are gone though in the next season,
most likely,
with the exception of Tyrion
and
perhaps.
Jaime.
No, yeah. I think the other two. I agreed with my friend. I think the other two are gone.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, I'm going to skip the right game today because we're already moving along kind of at a snail's pace, and you actually did research. So
I did. You know, so I'm the only one who ever does research on the show.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Okay, so we're gonna bypass the the right game today, and we'll move on to Nerd Mixtape. because Milo actually did something this week.
He has like paper in front of him.
I know. He's got bullet points.
We're so proud of you.
Not even like a tablet or computer. He's got a piece of torn out notebook paper.
I did it while I was.
I still got the little fringy stuff.
I did stuff. Okay. Stop.
I like this. I love this topic. I love it. Go for it.
So the most high profile lately has been Led Zeppelin went to 6-day trial to prove that they didn't rip off Stairway to Heaven's intro from a song that was an instrumental by a band named Spirit. And they basically went to court over this, and they were defending that they were just using a open source was what's the word exactly?
I can't remember. Open source.
It's like when like certain songs are in that where you can do them and you can cover them or whatever, and then they're public domain.
Oh, yeah.
Chord progressions are in public domain because you can't copyright a chord progression.
Sure, I agree with that.
So they were kind of saying that, and then they were saying, we never heard Spirit, except Spirit's album was in Jimmy Page's album collection, but he says that he has so many, that could have been left behind or whatever. Which, that makes sense.
Could be true.
Arguably, he has a giant record collection. And then, but they also opened for Led Zeppelin one time, apparently, or something like that. So you have to prove in plagiarism that you have access to the information, and also there's musical similarity. Now, if you listen to both of the recordings, it sounds pretty similar. Now, I don't know if you're going to play it or whatever, but it sounds, just YouTube it, it sounds pretty similar. Now, the way they did it in court, though, is they had a live musician play it. They didn't let them listen to the recordings.
You guys make the call.
Oh!
And they are rather close.
So they are.
I mean, they are. But I mean, we had this discussion about a song that you wrote the other day. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it. Like, they were basically saying on the Spirit end of things, they just wanted credit. They didn't even care so much about money, even though it's pretty convenient that it's a couple of years later. You know, guitarist is even. The other argument they made is the guitarist, I think he went by Randy California. That's what his name was.
Yeah.
He argued that when they brought it up to him, they're like, hey, this kind of sounds similar. No, and he's all like, I don't care, it's probably just, you know, coincidence. So he even said it in like an interview, so they were kind of like, dude, you're just suing because you can. Like, he didn't even want to sue us because he knew that there was nothing really there.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Anyways, they found Led Zeppelin not guilty of plagiarism, which is a big deal, because opens the floodgates, just like Pharrell and Robert Thicke, where it was more of the vibe, but there was a part in it that's very, very similar.
No, that's wrong. That's so wrong. Because, I mean, you can take that
kind of a beat to me.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at that same beat and say Marvin Gaye ripped that off because there was stuff that was produced before him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're ripping off an exact melody, then okay, you know. But, you know, similarities, give me a break.
Under Pressure and...
Oh, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Pretty blatant. Yeah. It's only like a section, of course, but it is...
No, it's like the whole song.
Well, I don't know.
He just added the... at the end.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're sampling someone's recording, I think then you're in trouble.
Yeah, but outside, like the Robin Thicke for OMS is like, come on, dude, you guys have like the same fucking beat.
So now
everybody has the same fucking beat.
And the other ones that are being sued right now are Ed Sheeran, who they say he ripped something off of an X Factor winner, which I've never heard the X Factor song, so I don't care. And then Justin Bieber is getting sued by indie artists because apparently the intro sounds similar. And
it's like,
you have to like, but the
have
thing
they
is,
heard them? Like,
actually, the Justin Bieber one, if you listen to that one, that's like spot on. It sounds like.
The only
problem I have is that people wait until the song becomes a hit and then they sue. It's like, dude, if you feel like you're being, you know, when it releases, you should say something, not when it becomes a hit. And then the problem is there's only like A, B, C, D, E, F, G in music. And if you listen, there's a video called The Four Chord Song by Axis of Awesome.
Yes.
And they play four chords and they say, hey, these chords are in every song. And then they sing like over, I think, like 100 songs, and all they do is change their vocal melodies, and it sounds like every song. So
yeah.
You have to prove that you have access to the material, and you have to prove that you did it in intentionally, really, in terms of music, because unintentional plagiarism is still plagiarism, but since it's dealing with something that you can technically kind of fall in the same thing on accident, it is harder to prove.
You've run into such shaky ground. I mean, I like Tom Petty. I think he's a great artist. But his songs are so simple. They're so simple. I mean, and the chord work is so basic that, a lot of the stuff that people write fall into that same vein. And he sues a lot of people.
He settles,
you know, and he's like tries to be cool about it. But I mean, if you're writing, again, like, you know, a C, G, D, or A, D, come on, man, give me a break. But he tries to sort of sue after is, again, it's the melody line that he writes. But I think, I mean, you really have to be the same song to be ripping it off.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't sue the Red Hot Chili Peppers over that one song, Danny California.
You know, he settled.
I thought he said he wasn't even going to sue her.
I think he settled on that
one. I don't know. I know the Sam Smith one. But that one was, like, pretty blatant. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but Sam Smith actually told him, like, hey, this sounds kind of similar. We should probably... But they figured that out in royalties. Yeah. It wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, if you play a certain style and you listen to a band, you're gonna sound similar.
Yeah, and I mean, Guns N' Roses, that one Australian band, all of a sudden said, "Oh, Sweet Child of Mine sounds like our song," and it was like it's a C chord, like C major. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of songs. So, I mean,
a lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
So, I mean, the main question is, a lot of people are saying, like, should songwriters be afraid? And I think at a certain point, it'll start to get to the... I think maybe some people will suffer of it, but I think at a certain point, it'll get to the part where judges are like, you know what, this is getting kind of ridiculous. You guys need to, like, stop. I mean,
it's kind of like movies. Like, there's... how many different movies are there, really? There's really not. The thematics behind a lot of them are similar.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many plots.
There's only so many plots that people are interested in seeing for the most part.
Yeah,
so,
it's the details that make things different.
I mean, that's just...
characters,
the
lyrics.
The good thing is that they won their case. Led Zeppelin won their case, so that means a lot of good things for people, because then it means that the music industry is still not in turmoil.
Yeah.
But the other problem is Led Zeppelin has gotten in trouble for ripping people off before.
Well, I'm sure they've been sued. I mean...
They're a high-profile band.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of their deep tracks, a lot of the stuff is very influenced by, you know, rhythm and blues. And, you know, I mean, but again, that's what you do. You if you're playing blues, believe me, it all sounds the same. Or if you're playing freaking metal, it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
That's why it's within that genre, because there's certain characteristics. I mean, if you're stealing the song, you're taking their lyrics, you're writing the same melody lines intentionally, then, okay, you can be sued for it, but... song sounding similar. Give me a break. There's
Well, I mean, like
unless
I said,
unless you're Primus, nothing sounds different.
At least they lost the suit that, you know, similar is the same, and Led Zeppelin will continue to reap the benefits of the song they wrote, and there's still hope. But that's all I was basically talking about, because I guess it kind of got settled like last week, and it was only 6 days. There were some things that were a little weird, and I guess they're gonna appeal. Whatever, everyone does that shit. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens to Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. I really don't care about Justin Bieber. I don't like him. So, Ed Sheeran seems like a nice enough guy, I guess. But, so anyways, that's it for, for Nerd Mixtape. Little plagiarism talk.
Okay. Go ahead and let's move on to advice.
Advice is pretty short this week. Just
let me put away my research.
Okay. You put away... Nice.
Sorry, I did research. I'm proud.
Okay. So advice this week is actually, many of you may already have been to one, but it's actually come to my attention that a lot of people still don't know about them. So I just thought advice should be fun and maybe something that would be interesting to do. So I just wanted to talk about escape rooms. If you haven't been to one, an escape room, they put you in a room, they lock you in. You're not really locked in, but that's like the premise behind it. Or they have a locked door that is secondary to the door that you walked into, and that is in fact locked. And you go around and you find different puzzles and you find different things, different clues to lead you from one place to another, usually finding you a key or a code or things like that. And it's a really great way to exercise your mind. It's also a really great way to find out what friends you work really well with and which ones you don't, and how you all work together as a group. It's awesome if you are thinking about doing something with your job or anything as like a team building. It can either destroy the team or strengthen it. But if you haven't done one, you definitely should. And if you've done one and didn't like it, I also highly recommend trying a different one because they are all very different. Some of them require a little bit more searching. Others are linear, while others allow you to look for a billion different things around the room. And it's also really important to ask, what is the best number of people to walk into this room? Like, how, it's just like with a board game. How does it affect to have 4 versus 6 players or whatever? Ask them what the optimal number is, because that can really affect how much you enjoy that room. But yeah, if you haven't done them, they're all around. They started kind of overseas, and they've moved their way definitely into LA and, you know, probably New York, strong kind of metropolitan areas, but definitely spreading their wings everywhere. There's a lot of really cool ones. One of my favorites is actually Escape Room LA. It's in downtown LA, kind of in the shady area. But man, do they have some freaking killer rooms in there.
Yeah, my first exposure to it was actually at the annual Halloween haunt at Knott's Berry Farm. They started doing these a couple of years ago. Well, actually probably about 5 years ago when they really started doing them. But and they're fun. I mean, it was essentially with Knott's Berry Farm, they would, you know, they had a sort of a horror element to it, but they were essentially solved the puzzle to get out of the room.
There are some ones that have horror elements that are amazing. Mm. There's one called Basement LA that has like, it starts you off with like a bag over your head as if you've been kidnapped.
Oh, that sounds great.
Because that's the premise of it. You were kidnapped and put into a basement, and the guy is going to come down there and chop you up if you don't escape.
Nice.
It's very dark in there the whole time, and there's like secret areas to go into, and it's super creepy. I like the creepy ones. They heighten a different emotion on top of the fact that the time is already heightened. Your like need to hurry, it's very cool.
Yeah,
it's a great way to use your brain.
We did one in Orange that was Sherlock. I think that's the best one we've done, but we did a Mario Bros one, and then we did this Harry Potter one, which wasn't as good as the other ones.
It was too linear. Sometimes when they're too linear, it doesn't allow for the groups to spread out and try different things. You're all kind of just sitting with the same clue. And when you have 6 people trying to do the same clue, it's very frustrating. So that one to me was a little rough.
Yeah, the last one that I did at the Halloween haunt was pretty lame, actually. I mean, some of the rooms
super
are pretty
lame.
Good, but they were just too easy. I mean, we just solved it in like, you know, we were out of there in like 10 minutes or something like that. I was like, oh, come on.
Well, that's why I'm saying, if you have tried when you didn't like it, you should try, because there's a lot of different ones. Actually, the first escape room I ever went to, the only reason we got out of both rooms, because we actually did 2 different rooms while we were there. The only reason we got out of both rooms is because I cheated, because I didn't really understand the premise of like, don't just kind of pick open the lock.
We've done that,
but
kicked open the door kind
yeah
of thing.
Turns out in one room, the first time I ever did it, the clue that we were supposed to get had gotten locked in that drawer, so there was no reason for that drawer to get opened at that point because it didn't matter. But they had fucked up and put the wrong clue in the wrong drawer. So nobody would have ever been able to open it. And then in the other room, I reached around and I grabbed this thing from like out, like around the shelf, and grabbed it through the thing instead of opening the instead of opening the lock for the shelf.
Cheating.
Turns out they had the clue was supposed to be a blacklit thing, but it had rubbed off, so we couldn't read it. We couldn't see the remains of the blacklit.
Seemed like a very good room.
It wasn't. It was terrible. It was still fun, but it was terrible. But yeah. I've gone to some that are just insanely amazing. So I'm just saying, if you went to one and you thought it was shit, try a different one.
Yeah, I definitely want to try that out. I love the concept, though, because I mean, I love co-op games, and I love sort of doing the teamwork type of thing to succeed.
Totally.
So I'm super into tabletop co-op games these days. So it sounds like escape rooms are essentially just co-op games. You get in there and you all work together collectively to solve the problem.
Best IRL co-op game. Also, I just downloaded on Steam, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Everybody has to play with me. It is the coolest game.
Really?
Yeah. Have you played it?
I know I've heard about it, but I've seen like you guys seen the VR game where
I'm getting a VR
headset, and then they can see the bomb, and you try to
it has the Oculus key, but I just did it on my Mac, and it's so fun.
Now, is Keep Talking and No One Explodes, is that just on a tablet app or a PC, or is it?
Mine, I just downloaded it to my Mac.
Okay.
It's just there, just like a point and click kind of game. You print out a manual, you put in the number of the manual that you're using. And so one person has the printed out manual, and the other person is looking at the bomb, and they are, you can be in opposite rooms if you can just communicate, because it's really just a voice communication thing.
Oh, wow.
And so they try to tell you stuff, and so you're explaining the bomb to them so that they can explain what to do, because if the button is yellow instead of green, and if it says press instead of detonate, there's different sets of rules. So the person reading the manual needs to know what is happening on your bomb specifically to tell you how to detonate it.
Oh, nice.
Or how to
that's cool.
It's really fun.
Definitely have to try that. Well, I think we've sort of come to the end of our show.
Yep.
Cue.
Are we ready for some F words? Anybody got anything going on?
I'm going to Spain. No. See ya, suckers.
Oh, that's right. Boo.
Well, my life just got shittier.
Yeah, mine too.
I'll try to find a cool nerd place to come back and let you guys know about.
Cool. I'm not doing anything. Next week I'm going to an escape room as part of a, like, singles event.
I thought that was actually really cool.
That's a great idea, actually.
Much cooler way to meet. Totally outside of my normal thing. But
that's,
I figured,
awesome.
If you give me an activity, I can impress people with my ability to do an activity.
Yeah, I mean, if you're...
also, I think you find more like-minded
people, right?
You have to talk to each other.
Yeah, you have to work together. So escape room's a great place to
and
meet up.
And it's not
up.
Like,
a great idea.
Hey, where are you from?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just work together and
it's
have a
like,
good time.
Hey, you're kind of a bitch.
That's true. The true colors do come out very, very strongly. Also, don't do escape rooms drunk. You'll never figure out any of the clues. I've done that too.
Nice.
And I'm, since Game of Thrones is over, I guess I'll just, you know, crawl into under a rock or something for 10 months and I don't know, do it myself.
Wow, man.
Mr. Robot does start season 2 on the 17th or something like that.
I don't watch it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I started watching Angie Tribeca, and that's pretty funny.
Oh, I do want to see that one.
It's on TBS.
Watch Mr. Robot.
Yeah, we, Mr. Robot. You'll love it, dude.
Oh, and I started watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Well,
you
just started watching?
Well, I mean, like, I used to watch it online, but now I actually, like, record it.
Mm. I will say that tinytable3.com is in the process of upgrading. So things are going to kind of hang in there a little bit, because things are going to look kind of shitty for a bit while we figure
we're
things out.
We're becoming a porn streaming site make some money.
We are. It's just going to look geeky, but there's a secret button. Give you all the porn.
It's an escape website.
It's
you have to
pants.
Get all the clues to get porn.
And then it goes, I'm Boba the Fett.
Or you could just Google porn and get free.
That's not as fun, though.
Because
you
true.
Just sit there like, the time is ticking. I don't know why you'd have time ticking if you put a time limit on yourself. It's just, that's harsh.
Maybe it's part of the, like, excitement of, like, your ability
you take a
to
Viagra,
finally, yeah, there you
and
go.
And then you're like, I only have a certain amount of time.
To defuse this bomb.
If it takes you longer than 4 hours, you'll probably see a doctor.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Means you have an erection.
What?
Anyways. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah, seriously, I just want to see it again.
I do too.
Sure. We're good.
Bye. Get out of here. Why are you still
listening? Never actually read the book. Never actually read the book. Never actually read the book. I've never actually read the book. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read